Daniel Posner is with us live in studio here in Teaneck, New Jersey. He is founder and chairman of Athletes for Israel. We have spoken about how important he and the organization, how important their work is when it comes to representing Israel in different forums that are just so vital and sometimes hard to comprehend, frankly. Those of us who are familiar with the sports world, we get it. We get how important it is to bring coaches and the team management members and team members themselves, the athletes, to Israel to see what's going on, to be able to assess the situation for themselves and to be exposed to the beauty and the incredible state of Israel that it is. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what's happening in the month of May. There are a lot of golfers in this audience. That's right. Maybe a revelation to some of you out there, but trust me, I know. There are a lot of golfers in this audience, and Athletes for Israel has a golf event coming up on Monday, May the 13th. We're almost guaranteeing great weather as much as we can. We'll leave the rest to the one above at the Metropolis Country Club on Dobbs Ferry Road in White Plains, New York. So it's Westchester for the second annual golf tournament for Athletes for Israel on Monday, May the 13th. It's a full day. You could register on the website. Go to afigolf.org, afigolf.org. And if you know a golfer in your family or in your community, feel free to sponsor them, to send them for a great fun day to support Athletes for Israel. Daniel Posner, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you for having me here. Always great to be here.
I appreciate that. So I have to assume that as much as the mission remains the same, it has been altered a drop, because since October 7th, rightfully so, it's more difficult to convince, and some may even say the suggestion would be for teams not to travel. You don't want to take certain responsibilities. We get all that. We discussed the last time you were here. So what has Athletes for Israel done since October, and how do you see this vision, especially in light of what we saw this past weekend? How do you see this vision going forward?
Yeah, great question. So prior to October 7th, we had incredible momentum. This past year, we brought University of Arizona, top team, number two seed in the country. Kansas State also was a top Elite Eight team last year. And we had the biggest of the big college programs signed up to go to Israel this summer, including Duke basketball, right, University of Florida, University of Michigan football. These are all top teams.
And by the way, most of the teams you mentioned did very well this year, obviously because of their commitment to go to Israel.
They did, of course. Now we had a tough March Madness. Arizona lost in the Sweet 16, and Auburn lost to Yale, which was a tough one. Although Yale has a Jewish center who's done really, really well. So since October 7th, we've gone to a couple of dozen college campuses across the country, which we think is where ground zero is for anti-Semitism, and where in the millennium world, where a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric is happening. We brought college teams and sports players together with Jewish groups to bring in solidarity, and we brought packages to Israel. In addition, we also brought Yeshiva University to Israel, and that's why we came out last time with Elliot Steinmetz and the entire team for a solidarity trip and a volunteer trip. Unfortunately, there won't be any Division I college teams going in the middle of a war this summer. However, we have a number of players that are planning to come. So I talked
to Kevin
Youkilis, of famous of the Boston Red Sox. He plans to come in October, November. We have a number of NBA major stars that are planning to come.
Who you will not reveal today.
Who I will not reveal today, but in coming weeks
and
months.
But it sounds like the initials are.
We're talking to some major stars, including Tony Parker, Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns.
So you guys haven't rested.
We have not rested. We're not going to bring any major teams.
Got it.
However, we have major commitments from Division I teams, not for this coming summer, but for next summer.
So we're just on pause,
but we plan to go. Our view is that we're going to win the war in Gaza. That's not even a question. I think everyone has a lot of confidence in that. The PR war is where I think we're really fighting one of the big battles. And that's where we have to continue to push on
and press.
And I see
you as an important member of the front in that war, as much as not all of our listeners get that, but I get it. So Athletes for Israel, we salute you. And of course, to bring individuals is a lot easier. God forbid something happens, moving them around.
Exactly.
You know, having to make on-the-spot decisions, it's much, much easier.
Yeah, if you think about getting a college administration to sign off on an entire team going in the middle of a war, it's a little bit more of a difficult than bringing a few individuals to come
and bring there together with them. And there are people with star power that can make a big difference, can make as much of an impact as a full team can because of their, you know, credibility and celebrity.
Huge star power. I mean, it's not, as you mentioned, they all come and they experience Israel. They see it for themselves. Right. But even more important than that is they share it with their millions of followers and they get to experience Israel along with them. Right. And that really is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to reach the 15 million Jews. We're trying to reach the hundreds of millions.
You've made that clear.
They've already made up their minds.
Right.
We're trying to reach the hundreds of millions of people that aren't educated, that haven't made up their minds, that don't know what to think.
Daniel Posner's here, Athletes for Israel. So the first star, I guess, will be like July, August, right? In that area, you'll be bringing them to.
We're going to start bringing them all over the summer. Yes, we have a number of NBA legends, Cedric Toney, Theo Ratliff, Eddie Curry. He's signed up. They're ready to go this summer already. Wow. Tamir Goodman runs a basketball camp.
He's amazing.
And we staff it with our NBA legends, and they come and they have a great time
there.
The
kids must love that.
Oh, my goodness. They have the best time.
Wow. You know, I remember we brought an athlete who you've heard of. The name, of course, escapes me at the moment. In the 1990s, we brought him up to camp and opened up the crowd to Q&A. You know, all these kids were sitting there. And I think half the questions, if not more, had to do with Michael Jordan. So I'm assuming when Tamir hosts these guys, half the questions are about LeBron or others that the kids are familiar with these days. But, hey,
it's true.
That's the way it goes.
It's true. They know who they know.
Maybe I should say Caitlin Clark. Maybe it's all about her now.
That's
who knows?
True.
Can we get her to go to Israel?
Actually, you know, for this coming summer, we had USC Women's. They won the national championship this year.
They went?
I went to their first game in Paris this past, so we had them signed up for this 2024. Of course, after October 7th, that's not going to happen, but
good time.
Hopefully in 2025 we'll bring them. They're unbelievable, and their coach is Dawn Staley. She's unbelievable. If we could get her to come with her team. And you know, the difference between the women's and the men's is, as you know, the women's the popularity of the women's basketball game has exploded. But the women, they stay in college for 4 years.
Right.
So you can actually follow them for a longer period of time. The men, if they're good, they go for one and then they're out. So it's hard. And then they go to an NBA team and then you're following them there. So it's nice to actually see and be able to follow a team with some cohesiveness and some longer term duration.
Well, you're doing great work. I mean, you know that I'm one of your biggest fans. So
appreciate that. Appreciate you.
You always have an open door here. Look, I'm not a golfer. I'm still thinking of showing up, by the way.
Well, I want you to come. Please come. Come for our dinner. Bruce Pearl will be there.
Oh, will he be there?
Yes.
Auburn
Bruce Pearl,
coach.
head coach of Auburn. He is, he's an amazing man. A guy who's a head coach of a major top team, SEC team, that is able to wear his Jewishness on his sleeve. And he's one of the most Zionistic people that I know, while still coaching in the middle of Auburn, Alabama. Have you ever been to Auburn, Alabama?
No.
It's in the middle of nowhere. It's really the number of Jews that they have there. I mean,
same as this room.
Pretty much. I mean, he loves to talk about how strong his Hillel is, and it's maybe they can get a minion of people there. They're not getting a minion. Let's just say that. But there may be there's a couple dozen Jews there, and he hosts them for Hanukkah every year, and he hosts them for Pesach, and he just does a great job of bringing that small group together.
At halftime of the Yale game, and he has an Israel pin on his.
Not only does he have an America pin on his lapel, but his entire coaching staff. They all have U.S. Israel pins on their lapels.
And if you think that doesn't make a difference on national television, trust me, it makes a difference on national
television. It does. It does.
And it takes guts, by the way.
He's
in
got,
this atmosphere takes guts. I mean, let's face it.
It's so true.
Anytime
so true.
Someone's pro-Israel publicly now, you have to, you know, wonder what the consequences will be, if any. But there could be consequences. We know.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not a golfer, but I will reveal a secret to you, which I may have told you actually off the air already. I have a nephew who is a phenomenal golfer.
Amazing.
Yeah, early 30s.
Okay.
Phenomenal. I mean, I'm talking about, I don't want to say prodigy. That's not fair to him to say that. But, I mean, he gets on the course. You know it's going to be a...
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he's a real deal.
So, you're thinking he may win the tournament.
Not win. I want to sponsor him to participate.
Okay.
So
at least,
at least I'll have a skin in the game,
you
so
can
to
get
speak.
The trophy at the end. Well, maybe he'll share it with that. You.
I just want to have skin in the game to support Athletes for Israel.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
And
that would be amazing.
If he would register... Do you form foursomes? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, if there's a single that needs to bring, we'll find a crew for him.
Athletes for Israel's second annual golf tournament is happening on Monday, May the 13th, up in Westchester, in White Plains. Daniel Posner and I, to the degree that we can, are guaranteeing good weather. Right?
Without a doubt.
Right? Because he up there is responsible in the air.
The man upstairs decides that.
You'll be serving breakfast. You will have a shotgun tournament. You'll have a barbecue on course lunch. I told you the reasons to show up, folks. A cocktail hour, and then, of course, all followed by a dinner and award ceremony. You can register. You can sponsor. You have a whole bunch of different sponsorships available on the site.
Indeed.
There's a lot of stuff there which you could do. And what's registration, by the way, for a golfer? Like, if I would sponsor my nephew, what would...
It's $1,000 for a golfer, yes.
I want to do it. I'm going to see if he's available.
Love it. Thank you.
I have to check his schedule. He may be at Augusta that day.
He
may be
at Augusta. Wow.
By
the way, anyone who has an invitation for Augusta, we give them the allowance to miss our golf tournament to play Augusta.
He has played in some of the noteworthy courses in the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Maybe I should join with him. That sounds like a great...
Do you have four already or not?
We'll find a way to get him involved.
Are you ready? Are a foursome?
I do have a foursome.
All what? But, all teenage people? Or?
From all over. From all over. Yeah.
Any ringers or?
There are a couple people that are really not in my group. I end up just hosting making sure the
favorite
reaper thing
is already somebody in this tournament where people are saying
there's a couple guys, Jewish golfers, that are really, really strong. There's one guy in Muncie who's a scratch player. There's a couple scratch golfers out there. Yarmulke wearing guys. Yes.
Seriously? I should come just to meet them.
They're really good. They're really talented. Some of these guys can hit the ball over 300 yards on
the
drive.
Accurate.
And they're really good. Yeah, they're really good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you remember who won this thing last time?
I don't remember the names, but they're usually younger guys. They can hit the ball really far, and they've been practicing a lot. You'd be surprised. Some of these kids coming out of the Yeshiva Day School system, they can...
I know.
They're pretty good.
I know. It's what can I say? It's funny to watch, because in my day, golf was not a thing.
No, neither with me. I only picked up golf a few years ago. And
and they say once you do pick it up, you get addicted to it, right? Is that you?
You can become addicted to it. That's true. I've heard that. A friend told me that.
In other words, you have. and do you frequent New York golf courses, or is nothing here sufficient to...
Oh, yeah, there's great golf in New York. New York has some of the best golf in the world. If you go to Westchester and New Jersey, Long Island has probably... 5 of the top 25 courses in the country.
Have you been to the Bayonne one?
Bayonne is incredible. Right here. Yeah. Bayonne is incredible. It's magnificent. It's one of my favorite courses in the New York area.
And Valpastro.
I got yesterday I played at my course at Trump Westchester, and I happened to bump into
the former
president of the United States, and my son Joshie and I, we both got a picture with him.
Was he golfing yesterday?
He was golfing yesterday. He could not have been nicer and more gracious and just welcoming. And we thanked him for his support of Israel. And there's very few presidents that you can name who's been more favorable and a bigger proponent of Israel. And I think we, as a Jewish community, need to make sure that he knows how loyal we've been to him. And he needs to, that's an important thing for him. The one thing that he talks about all the time is who's been loyal to me.
Yep.
And those are the people that he'll talk to. So
look, I'm not endorsing everything about his behavior and everything else, I will say that when you meet him, and I've had this experience, he is a cordial, nice, friendly person, takes his relationship with Israel very seriously, as much as people think it's all political. He takes it very seriously. And loyalty is very big for him. He wants to know that the people who benefited from all this, we as a Jewish people, actually, you know, give him proper recognition and credit for it, which I get, you know. But anyway, he gets a bum rap on a lot of different levels, but that's not for now, I guess. So you met with the former president yesterday, and you have no idea how well he did on the course, do you? You have no idea what his score was.
You know what? I was talking to some people that were with him,
yeah,
and they say they've played with him dozens of times. He's never missed a fairway. He's a really good golfer. I think he says he's a low single-digit handicap. I'm not sure if I believe that, but you know, when you
that might be fake news.
That may be fake news. The first thing he said to me was, "Hey, Daniel, you know, I won the club championship in Trump Down in West Palm." And I said, "You wouldn't believe it." I said, "You know, believe it or not, I did believe that."
See,
that was the first thing he told me.
That's
he won the club championship. So I said, "Good for you, Mr. President.
Great,
I'm really proud of you."
Great self-promoter.
He is.
Great self-promoter to a T, as they say in golf. Anyway. So that's the story, folks. If you want to participate, athletesforisrael.org or afigolf.org, afigolf.org. It's Monday, May 13th, Athletes for Israel, second annual golf tournament in Westchester. And again, very easy to register and to sponsor, and we highly recommend it. They're doing great work, Athletes for Israel. And again, this coming summer, as you heard from Daniel Posner, they are again going to make sure to shuttle some really prominent people with great followings and well-known and well-beloved in the world of sports to Israel. And you can help in this effort by simply supporting the organization, afigolf.org, afigolf.org. You will be golfing Chol HaMoed, right?
I will be golfing Chol HaMoed.
And that's what, that's Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, I'm going to be golfing, and Friday as well. I'm hoping
both
to get a couple.
Days?
Well, I've got two of my boys down in Florida.
Are they went,
they're really into it. There's I get 4 hours of unadulterated time with them without them being on their phone.
Right.
That's, to me, it's pretty magical just for that alone.
Right. So I'm looking at Thursday night Chol HaMoed at Yankee Stadium, and you're looking at Thursday, Friday on the golf course. Every
That's
family's
true.
Got their thing.
You
huh?
got it. You got it. Yankee Stadium will be rocking probably. I hope the weather stays nice. You know, it's now that it's late in the year, it should be pretty good.
I hope so. And hopefully you'll have great weather on the 13th of May. I thank you.
You're
doing great work. And like I say, I'm going to continue to be a great
I appreciate you, Nachum. I really do. You're awesome. You know, sports unites people. We all know that. People who love sports and are passionate about it. It gives us a little bit of diversion from everything that's going on. But it also, we know that it brings people together. And that's the beauty of it.
We were talking the other day about when we're at Yankee Stadium. And there are people from 100 different ethnic backgrounds. You know what New York is like.
Of course.
People 100 different ethnic backgrounds. People who don't even speak each other's language. Judge hits a home run, you're high-fiving every person.
Everyone.
In the section.
Everyone. So, you know, one of my vivid memories with my wife is we went to a World Series back in the late 90s at Yankee Stadium. And we were in the stadium. We were in the Amcha section.
Right.
And somebody hits a home run. It was probably Derek Jeter. And the guy, there's a 6'6" guy who's had his hand on my wife's head, like shaking her head, and you know, just so happy, high-fiving everyone. Exactly. We were celebrating, hugging everyone and anyone. That's exactly what sports does. Yeah,
that's exactly what sports does. It's amazing.
Exactly.
By the way, you know where we need your efforts?
Yes.
You got to get these Ivy League teams to go to Israel. Well, you know
yeah.
what's happening in the Ivy League.
Yeah, I do now.
But I don't know how influential they are on campus compared to like USC. Like, I don't know if they're as influential with the student body on campus.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of the sports teams may have different political views than, for example, their Middle Eastern departments or some of their political science departments.
Or even their president.
Or even their president, exactly. But yeah, we have been in touch with a couple of the Ivy Leagues, but generally, we're going with the top 25 teams.
Right. No, I get it.
The ones who have the biggest social presence, the ones who have the biggest names. And fortunately, we've been able to reach them, and they've been really excited about coming. So.
Well, if Yale wins another couple of tournament games next year, maybe they'll sneak into that list.
Maybe. We'll see.
Thank you, Daniel. Chag kosher v'sameach.
Thank you so much. You too.
AFIGolf.org. If you're a golfer or know of one, go to the site. Get ready to support the Athletes for Israel. AFIGolf.org. More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning edition of JM in the AM.